pleased to participate in these discussions as the UN Youth Delegate of Finland. I wish to thank the panelists for their great presentations. The right to education and the right to participate in society are fundamental to the fulfillment of all human rights. Education is the passage to active global citizenship, and participation provides avenues for further learning. However, inadequate access to quality education has a detrimental impact on young women's right to civic and economic participation. When creating an environment that enables young people's right to participate in public decision-making, education is at heart of these efforts. It's said that educating a girl is world's best investment, and policies have successfully focused on girls' equal access to primary education. However, the same results have not been achieved regarding equal access to secondary schools or upper secondary schools or vocational training, let alone higher education. Access to quality education on all levels will foster young women's part to participation. Education is also proven to decrease multiple barriers in girls' and young women's lives that prevent them from participating. Girls and young women can bring fresh views and perspective to public decision making, and this contributes towards more sustainable decisions and benefits the entire society. It's also important that youth can meaningfully participate in peace and security matters. Therefore, I'm calling for investment in girls and young women by prioritizing Sustainable Development Goals 4 and 5 and empowering girls and young women through inclusive and quality education. And I have a question to the panelists. What are the most critical steps that need to be taken at the country level to realize these goals? Thank you.
Thank you very much. I would like that question not to